Welcome to the University of Wolverhampton, Learning and Information Services. This is a guide to effective reading. What is effective reading? Reading for academic study can be different from reading for leisure. When reading a novel, you would read the book from cover to cover, but academic reading can be more of a selective process. You will often only read the chapters or pages that are relevant to the subject you are researching. By reading effectively, you will learn to question and survey the text that you're reading to gain a better understanding of your subject. By improving your reading skills, you can reduce unnecessary reading time, and this will enable you to read in a more focused manner. Why is reading important? Reading is an important way to gain information and will underpin much of your academic study, including researching and writing assignments, revising for exams, and following up on information taught in lectures. Most academic reading is motivated by the need to find and understand information and develop ideas and arguments. Before you start reading, it is important to consider how much detail is required and the amount of time you're able to dedicate to the task. This will help you set realistic goals of what you can accomplish within a given time. It is helpful to approach reading by developing a basic understanding of the topic before studying it in depth. Tips for reading effectively. 1. Your reading list provides a good starting point for reading materials relevant to your course. Reading lists usually include a mixture of both essential and recommended reading. 2. Go beyond your reading list to find additional reading materials, including books, e-books, journal articles, to expand your subject knowledge. 3. Be selective about what you read and remember you can't read everything. Don't spend time reading in detail without first checking how relevant the text is. You can do this by surveying the text by looking at the table of contents, chapter headings, abstracts and summaries. This will help you assess the material so you can decide if it contains information you need. Scanning to get a general feel for the text. Look over the material quickly for keywords, headings and illustrations. You can get an idea of what the text is about by reading the first and last sentence of each paragraph. 4. Reading critically is detailed reading of a text. After deciding if it is relevant, you will sometimes need to analyse, question and evaluate what you are reading. Some useful questions include asking yourself, who is the author? Are they credible? What is the main argument? What evidence does the author use to support the argument? Do you agree with the author? If so, why? Why not? How can you use this information in your assignment, report or presentation? 5. Make notes to help you remember key points. Your notes will prove useful when writing assignments and revising for exams. 6. Take regular breaks when you're reading or studying. Reading for short periods of time of about 20 to 30 minutes should be enough to really focus on the text and take in as much as possible. 7. Read in a positive environment that is comfortable and free of distractions, as this will improve your concentration. 8. Use an effective reading strategy, such as SQ3R. Survey, question, read, recall and review. This is a useful technique that will help you read purposefully. Survey. Look over material critically. Skim through the text to get a general idea of what it is about and help you decide whether it is of any use to you. Question. Can this text help you? Does it give you any useful information that you can use? Ask questions will help you to stay focused on your subject. Read. Make a more careful and detailed reading of the text. Still try to remain focused on your reason for reading this text. Make notes of any key points. Recall. Put the text and your notes to one side and try and recall the information you have read. Review. Reread the text to check you understand and clarify any points you are uncertain about. Help and advice. For help and advice on any aspects of effective reading, including details of reading and note-making workshops, please see the Skills for Learning website at http://www.skillsforlearning.com/. www.wlv.ac.uk/skills. Books offering advice on effective reading are available in the Study Skills collection in the Learning Centre and as part of our ebook collection.